My name is Aaron Zaleski. I'm the Arboretum Project Coordinator at the Urban Ecology Center, and I have been working on the project about a year and a half.
Just a year ago, Zaleski said we would have been standing among piles of bricks. Now an oak savanna is coming to life here. Newly planted native species and oak trees that will one day dominate the landscape.
This is the main entrance of the Rotary Centennial Arboretum, and there's this 21-foot-tall boulder arch here made out of
real boulders.
Real boulders from Mountain, Wisconsin.
A local artist submitted the design, and it won the Arboretum's competition for best iconic entrance. But Zaleski says nothing was final until engineers tested the soundness of the archway.
They refined the design and get to the stage. You could hit it with a car, and it would...
We don't advise it, though.
No, please don't. Let's go to the left first.
Okay.
And then we'll wind down that way, and we'll get
on the weave down toward the Milwaukee River, the sun beating down on us. The remediated meets the hushed cool of existing forest. We happen upon a majestic willow. Zaleski says the spot is designated as an Imagine Nature Station.
They're just spots where we've done just a little pruning or trimming to make them more inviting and more safe for kids to climb on and play on.
You won't find the treasure on a map. They're meant to be discovered.
We didn't want instructions on how to play in this space. We want people to explore and discover for themselves.
We start hearing the sound of wheel on gravel.
Just happened to be rolling through. Ken Linebach, Executive Director of Urban Ecology Center.
The Urban Ecology Center serves as lead steward of the Arboretum. Linebach claims to be testing its gravel path on unicycle. I ask why planners didn't opt for more natural path material.
This whole Arboretum project was designed to be the one place along the Milwaukee River that was accessible to everybody. So someone can come down here with a stroller, the wheelchair, with a walker, and we can traipse tens of thousands of kids. And actually, what you're calling unnatural, this gravel trail, is actually protecting the surrounding environment.
Staff and volunteers have been nudging the Arboretum's budding ecosystem. Under Kim Forbeck's leadership, they've been planting nonstop for months. While in nooks and crannies, more plants than you can count are still awaiting their turn, Forbeck reckons the final numbers will add up to
3,000 shrubs, 2,500 trees, and about 60,000 wildflowers and grasses.
Inside the Urban Ecology Center, a few volunteers are cooling off.
I'm Melinda Vernon.
Susan Weistrop. Barbara Mendelson.
The three plan to keep planting.
Every week it's a different plant that's in its prime. So that's one of the fun things, just to see how the landscape changes from week to week.
And now we've done larger plantings just recently, shrubs, and today we did trees for the first time. So,
six trees, imagine that. And they're about this big around, taller than we are.
Someone who did not attend the Arboretum's splashy opening still exerts great influence here. Peter Godfrey lived and worked in some old industrial buildings next door to the oak savanna that is now settling in. In a 2010 interview, Godfrey shared his 20-year relationship with the area and his hopes for it.
When I first bought the building, I would go down the hill after heavy rains and I could see the human waste and toilet paper go down the river. I want to see something that's going to promote park development and park growth because that's what I'm interested in.
Godfrey passed away before heavy machinery began to clean up and reshape his parcel. Back outside, Project Coordinator Aaron Zaleski hopes the visionary would have approved.
We're trying to stay pretty close to Peter's original vision of sort of rolling hills that once you got inside of them, like we are now, to be in nature and feel like you're in the wilderness.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.